This is WNKU's Earth Calendar. I'm Kathy Costello. The Ohio Department of Agriculture Director David T. Daniels is urging Ohio farmers to take advantage of resources that will help connect farmers who may have grown more hay than they need to farmers who don't have enough to feed their herds. The directory is the result of an executive order signed by Ohio's governor in July to help farmers through what is being called the worst agricultural drought in 50 years. ODA is also scheduling informational meetings around the state to provide crop and livestock farmers with information on farming in a drought and on accessing available relief resources. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 53% of Ohio's corn crop and 34% of the soybean crop is currently rated in poor or very poor condition. Most of the topsoil in the state has an inadequate amount of moisture to grow crops well. Providing food and fiber for a growing population is a daunting task, even without taking into account uncontrollable variables like weather. This is just one part of the governor's executive order to help make sure Ohio farmers are not forced to abandon their fields or their herds so they can afford to farm again next year. In addition to the necessities it provides everyone every day, Ohio's food and agriculture industry adds more than $105 billion to the state's economy and employs 1 in 7 people. Ohio's Hay Directory, along with other drought-related information, is now available at www.agri.ohio.gov. On our calendar, the Boone County Arboretum will present their fall plant sale September 8th, 9 a.m. till noon, with great deals on trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and more. Proceeds benefit Friends of Boone County Arboretum. More information at www.bcarboretum.org. Earth Calendar archives are at wnku.org. For more information or to share an Earth event you are sponsoring, call 859-572-6500.